Vegas Nonstop is owned and produced by Jonathan Scott. All opinions expressed by the hosts or guests are their own and are not endorsed by either radio station management or any of its advertisers.
And children of all ages, welcome to another exciting adventure of Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. Jonathan Scott wishing you a happy Columbus Day. And for those that are sailing, happy sailing here in the desert. It's about 84 degrees, so the weather's finally cooled off here. We've got some great guests to talk about Columbus Day. A man who knew him personally, my friend Nelson Sardelli.
We sailed together.
That's what he said. I asked Nelson to come in because I thought that he knew Columbus personally. He said, yeah, I used to go sailing with him. Also joining me, who's going to get closer to the microphone.
Get closer to the
microphone. Friend for over 25 years, graphic artist, did over 3,000 album covers, artist Ruby Mazur.
Good afternoon.
How was your weekend?
Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha from the great island of Maui.
Yes. Happy to be here. Nice to see you.
When did you get in? Today?
Got in yesterday.
Right?
Yesterday. And we did a cameo for my documentary with Gordy Brown.
And yeah, today Gordy Brown. Great
fabulous
friend of the show.
Show
and friend of mine for a long time. We used to have cigars together and before he knew the cigars would damage his voice. And Gordy and Clint Holmes used to smoke cigars every Saturday night at the Sterling Club.
That's right.
Which is now reopening on December 31st. And I'm sure you were there, Nelson, singing.
No, I never do open mics.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, whatever it was, yeah. I mean, you know, there's always a lot of that.
There was a lot of people getting out. I want to read a little something about my friend Nelson Sardelli, because I put some pictures up on Facebook. And is that working? Does it say live? Are we live on? If you're near a computer, you can go to Jonathan Scott LV, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N.
If we're not live, we're leaving, right?
We're not live, we're dead.
No.
So like us and share us. Nelson Sardelli, the Philadelphia Daily News described him as a complex performer.
Yeah, because they couldn't understand me.
At first glance, one might think this description would read complete performer.
There you go.
But upon closer examination, the former proves to be the perfect description.
I thought it was not so complete.
Nelson is not a television or recording artist who fills in at nightclubs between TV and recording jobs. He's among the few entertainers who chose a career as a nightclub performer, and though he fills in with TV and movie appearances, truly in his element before a live audience.
I want to meet this guy.
Yeah, he sounds great, doesn't he?
He sounds good. I mean, I want
to be... We forget how powerful and exciting a nightclub act can be until we watch one of the few who specializes in that field and who has mastered its craft. Nelson reminds us of this. Born in Brazil, Nelson's the son of an Italian immigrant who made his way to South America, where he worked as a policeman for several years before he entered the practice of law. That was your dad was a policeman?
My father, yeah, yes.
Nelson, quick to admit that his father was a major role model in his life because of his influence that he amassed. You have one of the largest collections of police paraphernalia in existence?
Yes, I do. You've got to come to my house and see it.
That'd be my honor. I'd love to come to your house. Includes hundreds of badges, thousands of patches, pistols, hats, and uniforms, including a complete Bobby uniform from England.
And two prisoners. Nice girls.
They're down in the basement. Nelson speaks a number of languages, but when he came to the U.S., he had no working question.
No, I don't have a class.
Knowledge of English. Still 5 months after arriving, Nelson was drafted into the Army, where, as he puts it, he got a crash course on basic English, an advanced course in profanity.
Very, very, very profound, yes.
But you know, yeah, last time you were here, you were wearing the T-shirt that said, legalize marinara.
Yes.
But now marinara is legal.
Marinara is legal, yes.
You began singing just outside of Detroit when a tavern owner mistook you for a troublemaker?
Yes.
How could anybody mistake you for a troublemaker?
I don't know. I'm so gentle. Yeah, yeah.
You were, not that you're not a good-looking man now, but you were a heartthrob when I saw you in the Myra Breckinridge movie and some of the movies. My goodness gracious. At the Old Mill Tavern. How far is the Old Mill? Remember?
Yeah.
For 10 months, and then you left knowing what your life's work is begin. What about gun twirling? Do you still practice twirling guns?
Well, not anymore, because I'm not, you know, as active as I was before. I only do charity shows now.
Yeah.
If they need me, if it's real charity. But I still do, but not as fast as I used to.
The only entertainer that I remember seeing was back when I grew up, I was in Chicago, was Sammy Davis Jr.
But he wasn't the one, though. Mel Torme was another one.
Really?
Dean Martin was another one. Yeah, a lot of the guys. Yeah. You know, it's an extension of something or other. Yeah.
Nelson dedicated his audiences seem to be duplicating charity work, raising money for a lot of great causes. But you felt compelled to raise money for the mentally retarded. Now we say challenged. We don't even use that word retarded anymore. It's your way to gather other celebrities and community leaders. And you were shining shoes for donations?
Very, very much for many, many years.
Really?
And I got some of the heaviest guys. Billy Eckstein, Shining Shoes, even Paul Anka came.
Mr. B, right?
Mr. B. Love that man, yeah.
From Chicago, I think.
Love that man, yes.
Yeah.
If I knew that you're going to read so much about me, I would have stayed home and said, gee, guys.
I like that guy.
I like that guy.
Tell me about some of your early movies and
well, you did. Movies for me always happen in a way that I wasn't expecting, like, when we did Myra Breckinridge, they had run out of Italians for this part that Mae West had written. It's a camp thing, you know what I mean? And because they were having so much trouble within the people making the movie, one guy was too Italian, the other one was too tall, the other one was too short, so they would just cause problem. So they were running out of Italians. And one guy said, what about that guy that did the show for Mayor Bradley? And they called me. So that day I was a star here in Las Vegas, so I couldn't care less. And so I went there, and luckily, I had to audition right on the studio. I was going to be the 365 guy they had auditioned. And there was about 200 people visiting. So when I auditioned, they were right there. I didn't do thinking of camera, I'd say, well, here I am. I'm a live entertainer, and I have an audience. So I exaggerate all my actions, which would look ridiculous in a movie, you know. And Edith Head run around and said, we found the guy. And they sent me to see Mae West in her home.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was an experience in itself. You walk in, I almost got snow blinded. Everything is white.
Oh, yeah.
Carpet, yeah. Yeah. Am I talking too much?
Jared's ready to play a clip.
Well, what do you know? The pizza man. When do you deliver?
Signorina, at last I find you.
Find me? Why, I'm in the Yellow Pages.
A Federico Fellini, the great director, tell me to look you up.
Oh, Fellini. Oh, yes. He's my friend. Did he say look me up or eat me up? no pinching.
Beautiful one, you are the reason I come so far from Italy. I could not stand it no more. Ever since I see your pictures, I hear your record, I am in love with you. Hundreds of women have thrown themselves at my feet, but I love only you. I am on fire for you.
Oh, I'll put your fire out. Now, what can I do for you as if I didn't know?
I don't look for a job. Amore mio, I look for love.
Mm.
I look for you, to be with you, to make love with you.
Mm. This is too much, too soon.
In my country, to wait for love is to burn by inches.
Oh, got it all measured out.
When Mario makes love, the birds sing, the bells ring.
And everything swings. You're the wildest salesman since Columbus.
Columbus, he was a good lover, too.
Yeah, I know. He raised the hell with Isabella.
And see, it all ties back to Columbus.
The guy had an accent, didn't he?
I knew that you knew Columbus.
I knew it. Well, so, just to finish the story quickly, I don't want to hug this thing.
No.
Walking to her home, this guy came to me and he gave me the script that she just had written. And he says, Mrs. Sardelli, she'll be here in 5 minutes and you read for her. I say, no, friend, no such a thing. I'm going to take the script with me and I shall be back maybe in about an hour or so when I'm ready. I don't want to just be the 365 guy for the heck of it. And he took off. His feet never touched the ground, if you know what I'm talking about. He was beautiful. And now she came back. She entered the room by herself, and she came in third because in front of her came charisma and personality. And then up to then, I was only thinking of her as an older lady. You know, I wasn't born here, so I knew about her. And anyway, we went to shake each other's hand, and we missed it. And I hit her right here in the solar plex. I mean, a good one. Luckily, she had one of those corsets, and my hand went...
Bounced back?
I had a tech of left. She says, Nelson, very clever woman. She says, I understand you don't want to read it. Would you do me a favor? I know what she's doing. I say, lady, if you put this way, I don't care if I don't get the part. Let's do it. And it was funny. She said, it was meant to be this way. You got the part. Go back to the studio. I go back to the studio. The guy said, we'll call you. I said, let me tell you something. I'm making $5,000 a week in Las Vegas. We're talking that years ago.
1965?
Yeah. I said, it's a lot of cotton picker money. I say, don't call me. You know, don't bother. And my manager couldn't believe I'd done that. I got home and they had called. They said, come back and the part is yours. It was funny.
Now, I have to rewatch the movie because I just watched that little clip that was on YouTube from Myra Breckinridge.
I sent my mother to see the movie because I did not know the whole scope of the movie. I thought my scene was a funny little camp stuff, but there was a little bit more intricate details way ahead of its time.
I want to watch it.
Oh, very much, yeah. I think I have copies if you cannot find it.
Oh, when I come to the house and we see the gun twirling.
There you go.
And the badges.
And the badges, yes.
Oh, that was. So what are some of the other movies that you were in?
The Professionals. That was like as much fun as the Shane. Was that kind of a movie, right?
Oh,
there.
Alan Ladd, yeah.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, the one Shane I'm talking was about was Burt Lancaster, Marvin, Jack Palance, Robert Ryan, Ralph Bellamy. It was great. Then it wasn't a few other ones that I end up on the cutting floor, but that's show business.
And now I want to talk just for a second about Fiore. Your club, the Fiore Club, F-I-O-R-E. What does it stand for?
Fiore in Italian stands for flower, but we do nothing to do with flower. It means fun Italians organizing ridiculous events.
Yeah.
To be a member, you must be Italian or not.
Very, and everyone's
very
a president.
Strict. Yeah, every man is a president. Every woman that is married to a president is a first lady, and every lady that are single, they are ambassadors. We're going to say interns, but it had bad connotation. So I say,
you've got an event coming up at Italian American Club.
Well,
I think
every second Thursday. This one is going to be our Halloween thing, and it's funny. It's a daytime, and I checked this morning, we have over 80 people coming for lunch. It's fun.
Shout out to our friend Angelo Casero, the president of Italian American
Club.
Great
man. He was the guest speaker last month. He killed him. Yeah.
I couldn't make it. I love Angelo. He's wonderful. Yeah. Well, we're going to take our first commercial break. But first, sports fans, you can visit with us at our Pizza and Podcast pregame party in Amore Taste of Chicago on Durango between Flamingo and Twain. Amore features Chicago pizza, Vienna hot dogs, Italian beefs, beer, wine, sangria. Tonight's Monday Night Football kickoff's at 5:20, I believe, and it's the Redskins against the Saints. And I think the Redskins are favored. No, the Saints are favored at home by 6, I believe it is.
Correct.
Anyway, we're going to have a pizza and podcast at Amore Taste of Chicago. Stop by and join us. Say hello to us. We're going to be there right after the show. And some other shows we suggest are the Misbehaved Game Show at Bally's, George Wallace, our friend George Wallace over at Westgate. We're going to take our first commercial break, come back with Jeffrey with a G, and a little bit of some sports updates. Stay right where you are.
Amore Taste of Chicago is one of Las Vegas' number one restaurants for Chicago thin crust, deep dish, and stuffed pizza. Serving Chicago's famous Vienna hot dogs and Italian beefs any way you like it. Dipped in beef gravy with sweet peppers or hot jardinera. Or try a cheesy beef with melted mozzarella on top. Along with some of your favorite Italian dishes like chicken parmigiana, fettuccine alfredo, shrimp scampi, and homemade lasagna. Amore has some of the best deals on baby back ribs in Las Vegas. On Rib Wednesdays, Amore features a full slab of ribs with three sides for only $12.95. Amore offers beer, wine, and a selection of homemade sangrias. Join Vegas nonstop every Monday at Amore's Taste of Chicago for the after-the-show Monday night football party for good food, drinks, and great company. Meet their celebrity guests and make some new friends. Amore Taste of Chicago. Chicago-style pizza, tender baby back ribs, delicious Italian food in a casual setting surrounded with Cubs, Bears, Blackhawks, Bulls, and White Sox sports memorabilia. Amore Taste of Chicago is on Durango between Flamingo and Twain in the Parkview Plaza. Amore Taste of Chicago. Food the way you remember it.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes.
On Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM with a special guest. The reason we play that song, because I understand that it was written for you.
Well, not written for me. He just used my name, Ruby Tuesday. And I never got a dime.
Ruby Mazur. Over the past 30 years, Ruby Mazur's innovative and influential artistry has been displayed in galleries around the globe. At the age of 21, Brooklyn-born Mazur was hired as art director of Paramount Records, and within that first year received a Grammy Award nomination for design on the Crowfoot album cover. Was that the name of the band?
Crowfoot? It was, yeah.
It was at this time that the music industry executives began to take notice of your artistic genius. In 1971, year before I graduated high school.
Shut up.
Just 2 years into his career, Ruby opened his own creative design agency in New York, Los Angeles, and London, working with top record companies including EMI, Warner Brothers, Atlantic, Paramount, MCA, PYE, Pi?
Pi Records.
And ABC. ABC Records eventually bought Ruby's studio and brought Ruby in as creative director. Outrageous and trendsetting designs have graced over 3,000 various album covers for Elton John, Billy Joel, Ray Charles, Sarah Vaughan, Van Morrison, Jim Croce, B.B. King, in addition to such movie soundtracks as Love Story. Love means never having to say you're sorry.
That's right.
What a bunch of BS that is.
Well, it was 1971.
All I say is I'm sorry. I'm sorry for what I'm going to do in the future.
Right.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
The Malcolm original X. One.
Uh-huh, the original Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
And and Lenny Bruce.
Yeah.
Ruby's one of a handful of contemporary artist designers whose work has affected the public consciousness of popular culture for decades. It would be safe to call you a pop artist, right?
Yes, I am.
Within the recording industry, talent and reputation are without peer for Ruby Major's arts and live in countless album covers. Logo designs are icons of a generation of rock and roll. His most famous creation in the music venue is the mouth and tongue used on the Tumble and Dice record sleeve for the Rolling Stones. And he's got his tongue out right now.
There you go. I'm the tongue man.
Welcome back to fabulous Las Vegas,
my friend. Thank you, Jonathan.
So we go back about 25 years.
We do.
We were on the phone this morning. I was like, when did we meet?
Did we meet?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
This is how you know you're getting older. You can't remember.
Well, the only thing I remember is you owned a magazine called Smoke Magazine.
Cigar Smoker Magazine.
And you contacted me because I was doing a whole series of cigar paintings, cigar art.
Yeah.
And they were featured in Cigar Aficionados, the magazine, and you saw it and said, the hell with them, I want to do a 6-page spread on you and your artwork. And you came up to New York to my loft and looked at all the paintings, and you gave a beautiful spread.
Oh, yeah, you had dogs smoking cigars.
Mona Lisa.
Yeah, the Mona Lisa smoking cigar. Nelson, you knew Mona Lisa?
Yeah, she was nice. She spoke highly of you.
I bought her some cigars.
Yeah. And that was, that's how
we first met. That was a long time ago. And then you wound up moving to Las Vegas.
I did. Was here for 7 years.
I was trying to remember our time together in New York, because I know we ran around, because you had carte blanche to the city.
Yeah, I was the mayor.
You were like prince of the city.
I was the mayor.
Yeah. You got us into some places that
anywhere.
Without you, I wouldn't have got in.
Yeah, well, now you're the mayor of Vegas.
No, Nelson is the mayor of Las Vegas. He's the president. I'm a president. He's a president. We're presidents of the Fiore.
Actually, it's very funny, because the mayor, when I lived here, was Oscar Goodman.
Yeah, now it's his
and
wife.
And whenever Oscar would see me, the first thing he would do is go...
Stick his tongue out.
Yeah.
That's funny.
What part of Brooklyn are you from?
Flatbush.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I lived in Astoria for 14 years.
I'm sorry.
What are you talking about? Come on now. Battle of the Boroughs.
I like New York in June. How about you?
And now I'm living the life in Maui.
And
not
you
so
got
bad.
A studio up on a mountain with a glass walls. I've only heard about it.
It's amazing. I'm 3,000 feet up, overlooking both
you
sides.
You were 3,000 feet up even in New York.
Well, at 21 I was over, 3,000 feet up. It's a pretty cool place. Like, I have a glass studio attachment to my house. So when I'm painting, I'm looking down at the ocean. Not too shabby.
Terrible.
That's a rough life. And now let's talk about your offspring, your spring off just a little
bit. My daughter.
Your daughter, Monet Mazur, starred in Fast and Furious.
And Blow with Johnny Depp.
Big movie, Penelope Cruz.
Yeah. And she's done about 40 major films. And now, coming out this Wednesday, she's in a huge hit TV series called All American.
And is it going to be on, what, Fox?
It's on CW.
Western.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal. I was at the set a few weeks ago, and it's incredible. Really,
she's in L.A.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
And you've been showing at the Bill Weiland Gallery.
Bill Weiland Gallery in Maui, on Lahaina. In Lahaina.
And most people know Weiland because of the whales,
right? But he's had about 45 galleries, and I came on with him about a year and a half ago. And there was not one pop artist in Maui. Everybody does tikis and whales and dolphins and, you know, tribal art. And Bill Whalen came up to my house and he said, "Holy moly."
Holy moly.
Holy moly.
Some people swear like that.
Holy mackerel.
I want the first pop artist on Maui. And it's been phenomenal. I am the second top-selling artist in all of Maui.
And Weiland being the first, probably.
No. Well, no, his brother is the artist. Bill Weiland's the businessman.
Oh, and so Weiland, the artist, just goes by Weiland, name, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
And you can see those dolphins on big buildings. I mean, they have whales and everywhere.
Buildings, yeah.
It's, yeah. You know, I still always thought it'd be a great idea to do a show with you here and have you know, some rock band playing, maybe a Stones band or some other band or an Elton John or somebody, to, you know, with you there. I thought that'd be
well, in the documentary, I started telling you before we...
Tamron Barry, shout out. Tamron Barry came in from Maui.
Yep, my film crew, Tamron Mackay and Barry.
Aloha.
We did a cameo of Gordy Brown last night. Today we're doing your show. Tomorrow morning we're going to David Copperfield's home.
Oh, that'd be pretty wild.
Which is, I understand, is a palace.
And clearly this was the highlight of the three. Correct?
Well, of course. Yeah,
well, the warehouse.
I wore my best shirt for that.
Copperfield's warehouse is supposed to be amazing.
His house is 30,000 square feet.
Yeah.
That's like your closet.
But we've been friends for 40 years. So, yeah. And
I had dinner with him, and it may have been with you, like 25 years ago.
Could be. No.
No?
No, David doesn't go out to dinner.
Well, he
was
there.
Too much of a recluse,
yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah, a couple of beautiful women and David.
He's a total recluse.
Yeah, you could tell.
Yeah.
You could tell.
I mean, he bought 8 islands in the Bahamas.
So he didn't have to talk to anybody.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I understand that.
He's a very introverted person.
Really?
Yeah.
He was quiet, but he was certainly nice. And
yeah. But when I sent him an email telling him about my documentary, I said, "Would you do a cameo?" And never expecting him, because he's so busy. I mean, he's got an empire there. He immediately wrote me back, "I'll do it."
People love the show.
Oh, his show is phenomenal. Yeah, his show is just incredible. I mean, he's been on top for 40 years.
Well,
here.
I'm convinced that there's only 6 magic tricks, and they all do the same. Look, I'm behind the audience.
Do you know how long he takes to do a magic trick, to come up with it and create it? 2 years.
Yeah. Well, but again, it seems like it's the same 6 tricks, but just different packaging.
I don't know, man. He's pretty. Have you seen his show?
In half. She's in half.
Have you seen his show?
No.
Make the Empire State Building disappear.
When you're sitting there, nice and calm,
right?
And a life-size dinosaur comes out at the audience.
Was that a spoiler
alert?
Freaks
you out.
Spoiler alert! Life-size dinosaur.
It's amazing.
Wear a diaper.
And we're also having a cameo of Billy Joel, Jimmy Buffett, Elton John.
Anybody we've heard of?
No, some, you know, wannabes.
Nelson Zardelli.
Yeah, Nelson. So, yeah, it's fun.
So the documentary is just people that you've touched and
influenced along the way? No, it's actually my life story, starting from the age of 5 when I started drawing. And then I came down with polio. This was before the polio vaccine. So my entire...
Before Dr. Jonas Salk.
Yeah, before the vaccine came out, a year before. And my whole left side was completely paralyzed. I couldn't move my hand at all. And all the trials and tribulations and ups and downs through life. And now at 72 years old, I just had surgery on my main nerve because my hand, the muscle, has gone in my right hand, so I might have 1 more year of painting left.
Oh my goodness.
And that's why I started this 15-foot triptych painting of the Last Supper, and it's all the rock and roll icons.
So in heaven. Oh, no, that means 3 separate
separate canvases that add up to 15 feet long by 6 feet high. So I'm just hoping the hand lasts till the end of the painting.
I've been seeing your sketches along the way.
Yeah. Well, I paint 16 hours a day. Elvis.
Ooh.
He's the king.
He is.
You know, we were talking about anywhere in the country that you go, who would be the iconic person that you would recognize? I say Elvis, but some say Michael Jackson.
Well, just to tell you a few, sitting at the table, I have Michael Jackson, John Lennon, George Harrison.
Hendrix?
Hendrix is in there. Tom Petty. The Aretha, I put in.
Beatles?
Well, just John and George.
Okay.
Because they're dead.
Fair enough.
Only the dead ones. Only the dead rock stars. Yeah, I have Marvin Gaye. I have Amy Winehouse.
You did put Amy in there.
Oh, yeah. Say an artist.
Kurt Cobain.
He's in. Say another one.
Roy Orbison.
Roy Orbison is in.
Okay. Say Nelson, one. You got anybody that's dead?
I got Keith Moon. I have John Bonham.
Oh, no way.
Way.
So you're actually, not limiting it to 12.
No, there's about 60 in this painting.
60.
Well, I'm painting 16 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Angus Young's brother.
I haven't put him in.
AC/DC, man.
I know.
Lenny from Motorhead.
No.
We're going to take a short commercial break. Remember to join us. We're going to be in Amore Taste of Chicago right after the show for pizza and podcast. We're going to take a short commercial break and come back more with Ruby, more with Nelson, and in sports with Jeffrey with a G, line one. Go ahead, so stay right where you are.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
Amore Taste of Chicago is one of Las Vegas' number one restaurants for Chicago thin crust, deep dish, and stuffed pizza. Serving Chicago's famous Vienna hot dogs and Italian beefs any way you like it. Dipped in beef gravy with sweet peppers or hot jardinera. Or try a cheesy beef with melted mozzarella on top. Along with some of your favorite Italian dishes like chicken parmigiana, fettuccine alfredo, shrimp scampi, and homemade lasagna. Amore has some of the best deals on baby back ribs in Las Vegas. On Rib Wednesdays, Amore features a full slab of ribs with three sides for only $12.95. Amore offers beer, wine, and a selection of homemade sangrias. Join Vegas nonstop every Monday at Amore's Taste of Chicago for the after-the-show Monday night football party for good food, drinks, and great company. Meet their celebrity guests and make some new friends. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Chicago-style pizza, tender baby back ribs, delicious Italian food in a casual setting surrounded with Cubs, Bears, Blackhawks, Bulls, and White Sox sports memorabilia. Amore, Taste of Chicago is on Durango between Flamingo and Twain in the Parkview Plaza. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Food the way you remember it.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
Back on Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM, where the great ones run, run, run. We're here with graphic artist Ruby Mazur, entrepreneur, singer, actor Nelson Sardelli, and here, finally, with the sports, Jeffrey with a G, line one, go ahead.
Johnny Scott, what's going on, buddy? We got a lot of sports going on. If you're a sports fan out there, there is a lot going on.
Yeah, let's talk about baseball first. Where are we at with the playoffs?
Well, as we watch this bottom of the ninth here, the Astros are about to sweep the Cleveland Indians very impressively. This was a close game up until a few innings ago, and then suddenly, let me tell you something, this Astros lineup, obviously the defending champs from last year, they're healthy again, and they are swinging very hot bats, starting at the top of the order with George Springer, who I believe has two more home runs today. Altuve's hitting. You got Correa in the seventh spot, which is ridiculous. His former MVP from a few years ago. I mean, these guys are just going crazy. So whoever they play in the next round will certainly be challenged. And so game three tonight in the Bronx between the Red Sox and the Yankees, it doesn't get any better. Boston took game one, jumped out to a 5-0 lead. New York made it close, and we just watched the Astros clinch it. So they will be either hosting the Yankees or going to Boston in the next round for the ALCS. Yankees are going to be sending their stud Severino to the mound tonight. He did a very nice job in taking care of Oakland in the one-game playoff, the wild card. Interestingly, Boston chose to send Eovaldi tonight, who is a former Yankee pitcher, knows the stadium well. This is the first time the Red Sox and Yankees are playing in the Bronx in the postseason in the new stadium, because they haven't faced each other since 2004, that epic Boston comeback after trailing 3-0. We know about the bloody sock. We know about Big Poppy. And that's when the Red Sox broke the curse of the Bambino after 86 years. So there is nothing but great baseball going on. Unfortunately, your Chicago Cubs didn't do such a great job. They had a chance a couple times against Milwaukee and then again against Colorado. Couldn't hold on. Colorado went on to play Milwaukee and looked absolutely terrible. Milwaukee swept them, including a 6-0 win at home last night. So a lot of fun stuff going on. The Dodgers are in the middle of playing right now, actually. So they're up 1-0 on Atlanta, and they lead that series 2-1. Last night's game was tremendous, very similar to that first Boston Yankees game. Atlanta jumps out to a 5-0 lead at home. Dodgers come back to tie it at 5. And the Braves end up winning it in extra innings. So a lot of fun, exciting baseball. This is the best time of year to be a baseball fan.
How about hockey?
Hockey. Well, hockey just kicked off. Our Vegas Knights actually just lost a few minutes ago to the Buffalo Sabres in a matinee. So, again, you know, early in the season, we're only, what, 3 games in, maybe 4 games in. They did a nice job opening night. And, listen, this is a long season. Everyone knows, 81, 82 games. I love seeing my former favorite player for my Canadians, Pat Chiaretti, playing with the Golden Knights now. Number 67 is going to anchor a very talented second line. Don't be surprised if you see he and Wild Bill Carlson with 35 goals this season.
So we didn't do too well on our football picks yesterday, my friend.
You know, John, it seems every week I go 4-1, I follow it up with 1-4.
It was a little frustrating last night. I think you covered, you had the...
my only big winner was the Lions.
The Cowgirls.
No, the Lions. Oh, I did have the...
Because of 3.5.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
But I had the over.
Yeah.
And so I got killed on
the
over.
I also had the Vikings, and that was a winner. And yeah. I also had the Seahawks, and that was a winner.
And Myron Martin didn't do that well either.
No.
With his pick. So none of us did really well. But tonight we've got the Washington Redskins, Clint Holmes' favorite team, against the New Orleans Saints. In New Orleans, Saints are favored by 7 as of this morning, the morning line.
I think it's closer to 6
I like
now.
The Skins plus 7. And there was on this sheet, there was no over and under, which is probably better for me anyway.
The over under is 51.5, which means you're going under.
That's correct.
We know your tendencies with the totals.
That's right. If it's close to 50, I go under. If it's close to 30, I go over.
Correct.
Well, sometimes it works. Well, last night, 45 and 44 is a tough number. You know,
it is.
Kind of right
it
in
is.
The middle there.
A couple interesting points about tonight's game. Saints are looking very, very strong. They had a huge win against Atlanta a couple weeks ago. Continued that again last week on the road against the Giants, who are not looking so good.
Chiefs are looking great.
Chiefs and the Rams are the cream of the crop right now. 5-0. Seattle gave the Rams everything they could handle yesterday. We had Graham Gano from Carolina kick a 63-yarder to win that game, also against the Giants. So tonight's game is interesting. I think Drew Brees could set the record for most passing yardage all time, passing Brett Favre.
Brett Favre.
And it also signals the return of Mark Ingram, the running back out of Alabama. So between him, you got him and Alvin Kamara coming out of the backfield. You have the catching
running back, and then you have the pounder going up the middle. It's going to be very hard for Washington to keep up with this Saints team. I'm curious to see how this defense does. Great on defense last year, not so great this year. I think Kirk Cousins and company are going to be able... Not Kirk Cousins. Thank you. Alex Smith from Kansas City, who's now the Redskins quarterback. I think they're going to be able to put up some points. I like this. This is going to be a high-scoring affair indoor in the Dome in New Orleans. But I think that New Orleans finds a way to pull it out. I'm looking like at a 31-24 ball game.
Well, the morning line had 52.5 total points.
Okay.
Thursday's game, not bad. Eagles and Giants. You know,
neither team playing very well right now.
No.
Eagles losing again at home yesterday to the Vikings in a rematch of last year's NFC Championship game. The game that I'm looking forward to is Kansas City at New England.
Yes. Well, you're going to take your Chiefs, or you're going to take the Chiefs, or you're going to stick with your Patriots?
I'm taking the Chiefs.
You're taking the Chiefs again. You're betting against your Patriots.
I love the line, 3.5 here, right? New England typically plays to their competition, unless they're in division, and then they can blow them out. But I just like the way this Kansas City team is playing. I mean, this kid, Mahomes, he didn't even have a great game yesterday. He threw his first two picks of the season and still had 300 yards and, I think, two or three touchdowns. And their defense is solid. The running game is great. Special teams is great. Andy Reid has this team clicking on all cylinders.
Ruby, as a former New Yorker,
yes.
Do you still follow your New York teams? Are you still a Yankees fan?
I don't
fan?
Know basketball from football from baseball.
You have two of the worst guests as far as sport is concerned.
Hold on, though.
I gotta say this. I've been to two baseball games in all the years I've been a man to sing the national anthem.
Where?
And the Astrodome in the very beginning in 1967.
With Nolan Ryan? Oh, way back then.
Yeah, they made me sing the national anthem with a high school band. I sing in A flat, they play in B flat. God, I was hitting snow.
Whose national anthem were you singing is my question.
Huh? You're telling me growing up in Flatbush, you never played stickball on the street?
Stickball I played, but I never got into baseball.
I got you. But
the stoop.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I knew that. I
am the low. As far as sport is concerned, like I said, I live in a golf course. I don't even know how many innings are there in the game.
How many innings in golf?
You're worse than me.
What golf course are you at?
The municipal golf course. You know, Siegfried and Roy lives in one. They used to live in one side. I live on the other side.
Las Vegas National?
No, it's, you know, Washington and Decatur is a national.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they don't play golf either.
No. No, it's funny. I know.
Talk about magicians. We're back to magicians again.
But I know Pelé, you know.
Pelé,
yeah, soccer. Pelé, and he came to my house. My daughter took Pelé to school for show and tell.
Oh, that's funny.
Yes, when they're little guy, yeah.
You know, Ruby mentioned before I had a cigar magazine, and when my daughter was in grammar school, she took tobacco leaves and started talking about cigars. The teachers didn't like we were talking about cigars and smoking in grammar school.
Yeah.
Now, you named all of your kids after artists.
I did. My daughter is Monet.
Right.
My oldest son is Matisse, after Henri Matisse.
Henri, yes.
And my twins are Cézanne and Miró.
Whoa.
So you're a fan of the Impressionists?
Yes. My dog used to be Chagall.
No Renoir in the family?
No, not yet.
Gotcha.
No, never.
You had a big St. Bernard, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Look like Beethoven.
Great dogs.
Yeah. Now I have two Mastiffs.
Oh, I love them.
185-pounder, and the puppy is 125.
The puppy.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're here with Ruby Mazur, Nelson Sardelli, Jeffrey with the G-Line 1. We're going to take our last commercial break and come back with I don't know what.
Yes. Maybe we'll make some predictions. We'll go
Our
over this week's
food.
Schedule.
I was so impressed with all the names that he rattles. I cannot even remember my kids' names.
Jonathan Scott, stay right where you are. We're going to be right back after this last commercial break.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work.
Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out of pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
Amore Taste of Chicago is one of Las Vegas' number one restaurants for Chicago thin crust, deep dish, and stuffed pizza. Serving Chicago's famous Vienna hot dogs and Italian beefs any way you like it. Dipped in beef gravy with sweet peppers or hot jardinera. Or try a cheesy beef with melted mozzarella on top. Along with some of your favorite Italian dishes like chicken parmigiana, fettuccine alfredo, shrimp scampi, and homemade lasagna. Amore has some of the best deals on baby back ribs in Las Vegas. On Rib Wednesdays, Amore features a full slab of ribs with three sides for only $12.95. Amore offers beer, wine, and a selection of homemade sangrias. Join Vegas nonstop every Monday at Amore's Taste of Chicago for the after-the-show Monday night football party for good food, drinks, and great company. Meet their celebrity guests and make some new friends. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Chicago-style pizza, tender baby back ribs, delicious Italian food in a casual setting surrounded with Cubs, Bears, Blackhawks, Bulls, and White Sox sports memorabilia. Amore, Taste of Chicago is on Durango between Flamingo and Twain in the Parkview Plaza. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Food the way you remember it.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
Jonathan Scott on Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. Like us and share us and share us and like us. We're on Facebook at Jonathan Scott LV. Here with Jeffrey with a G, line one, go ahead. Artist Ruby Mazur, singer, entrepreneur, philanthropist, and gun twirler Nelson Sardelli.
Part-time acme.
Part-time
human being.
A human being.
My card says marvelous human being.
Marvelous?
My business card.
It says marvelous human
Nelson
being?
Nelson Sardelli, marvelous human being.
Out of every actor that you worked with, who was your favorite? Man, woman, doesn't matter.
Was all different kinds. I mean, Lee Marvin was a lot of fun.
Oh, I'll bet.
Lee Marvin was
heavy drinking?
Yeah, but I mean, he was a wonderful kind of a guy to hang around, you know. Jack Palance was interesting.
Yeah, they're men, like, kind of a man's man, right?
Yeah, but lack a lot of humor sometimes, you know. I brought him to my house. I had just bought the house, and I'm dressed like a Mexican, you know, and I said, come to my house, I change, and I'll show you Las Vegas. And he came to my house. We had, like, nothing. We had the bedroom, furniture, and three stools. And my wife said, I hope you brought your own furniture. He says, I brought no furniture.
So you were wearing a serape and a...
No, it was funny because it was winter and we're playing a part as if it was hot Mexico. So I had John...
Oh, you were in Mexico.
No, we're here. Valley of Fire. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, I haven't been there yet. I haven't been there.
Well, yeah, they demolished a wonderful set, man, because they had left. They built a hacienda there, and vandals, they completely destroyed it. Yeah.
Ruby.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Out of all the recording artists that you work with and all the performers, man, woman, goat, who was your favorite?
I have two favorites that are totally real
genuine people to this day, and we're still friends.
Billy Joel?
No.
Well, he looked terrible in this documentary. He looked like he was just bad to the guys that he
started.
He
beats himself up.
He does.
Yeah. He beat himself up when he was 17 years old when he was living in my basement.
Oh, but Billy Joel was living in
Oyster Bay. We were his first manager.
Oh, really?
My brother and I, yeah.
In Oyster Bay?
Well, he was living in Oyster Bay. We were in Massapequa when his mom kicked him out of his house from Hicksville.
Matzah pizza.
My parents fixed up the basement, and Billy lived in the basement.
That's hilarious.
But the two nicest people are Elton John and Jimmy Buffett. Great people. I mean, they're just humble.
Genuine.
Yeah, yeah. Genuine. They never forgot where they came from. Billy's another story. Anyway.
I'm not going to ask you who was the worst.
I'm not going to tell you.
Because I think I know the answer.
I'm not telling you. I have nothing bad to say about anybody.
That's good. Lips and tongue. Lips and tongue.
How'd you go from Brooklyn to Massapequa? Usually it's the other way around.
Well, I guess we went Brooklyn to Queens, then to Long Island. You know, you made a couple of dollars more. You moved up the ladder.
Of course. A little further out on the Southern State Parkway.
That's it. That's right.
When Elvis used to play Las Vegas, his manager used to do a very clever
thing. Colonel Tom Parker.
Yes, but in the name of Elvis, you'd send a telegram to everybody who opened on the same week with him. You know, I wish I had saved those telegrams, you know, he put on eBay today, but like a fool,
Were you ever on the same stage with Elvis?
No, but let me tell you the story. So I'm working the Flamingo, and when I finish the show, he's coming out of the casino himself, and I saw him. I said, well, I'm going to say thank you for the telegram. Maybe he doesn't even know that he sent it to me. But I went to him, and as I approached him, that was the last few years when he was really handsome. As I approached him, his bodyguards came to me and whoop, you know. I said, whoa, whoa.
They said whoop.
Whop, that which got to me right then.
only you would pick that up.
Yeah. But anyway, I was just going to say, I say, whoa, I'm Nelson Sardelli. I just want to say thank you. He looked at me as if we knew each other for me. He says, Nelson, how are you? And we stood there shaking each other's hand. I look at him, I say, this son of a bitch is as handsome as I am.
And you were. Man, I looked at those pictures of you when you were a young stud. And some people put on the Facebook, oh, what a stud. And you and Ruby.
I'm still.
They say, there you go. What a stud.
Hey, what are you talking about?
What's this
still
war?
At?
Yeah. Jeffrey with a G, line one, go ahead. Let's get some picks up.
We're going to give the listeners a couple of picks tonight, Jonathan. But first, a shout out to my brother Michael and his lovely family who are listening all the way in Montreal. Quebec.
Mount Royal. Can you say it in French?
Montréal.
Montréal.
Well, not Montreal. Just give them the shout out in French.
No. I'd rather not.
He's a contrarian, Nelson. You know, a contrarian.
Yes. Well, yes. Not only this, he doesn't agree with you.
No, that either.
We're going to give the listeners a couple of picks tonight. We're going to take over 51.5 in the Washington Redskins New Orleans Saints game tonight. These two teams played last year. Scored 65 points. I don't think it's going to change much. I think you're going to see a marathon, and I think these guys are going to put up a lot of points. I also like the over in the Yankees and the Red Sox. Eovaldi has pitched well against New York, especially in Yankee Stadium, where he pitched for so long. But the Boston relievers have not pitched great. It's only 8.5. I think this game goes over 8.5, and you see something like a 7-5 ball game. So we're going to give the listeners also the over in the Red Sox-Yankees game tonight. John, do you want me to carry the show? I got this. Don't worry about it.
We have a stand-in board engineer. Bobby is doing the Golden Knights. So we've got to give a shout-out to our friend Bill Fain also, who I think Ruby is going to
film today.
Later today.
Tomorrow.
The great Bill Fain.
Yep.
Shout-out to Billy. And so, you know, I like, on tonight's game, I've got to go with the Saints for some reason, maybe because it's a home. Either that or just because I like Drew Brees. And then I can't take the Eagles anymore. I've got to go with the Giants. I know that it's, you know, Eli is back and forth, but I think Eli's coming. I think he's finally happy at home.
No.
I don't know.
No, the Giants are terrible.
So, Ruby, if people want to see you, they go to rubymazer.com. How could they see your art and get a hold of you?
They could go to rubymazer.com or on Facebook, Ruby Mazer, Instagram, Rock N. Ruby.
Quick update. Atlanta just hit a two-run homer to go up 2-1 on the Dodgers, bottom of the fourth.
Wow. Nelson Sardelli, if people want to see you...
Come to my house.
Come to the house.
But I'll tell you what. People want to do something great, go see the Bronx Wanderers.
Well, they're without a theater right now. They're great friends. I love Vinny. Yes. Shout out to Vinny, but they're getting a new showroom right now.
Yes.
Like us and share us. Eat well, party hard, my friends. If you see us out, please say hello, buy us a drink, and come on over to Amore Taste of Chicago for pizza and podcasts. Live well, eat well, party hard. Thank you, my friends. Thank you, Nelson. Thank you, Ruby.
Aloha.
Thank you, Jeffrey with a G. Mahalo.
Mahalo.
Peace out.
John Scott. As they say, Sicilian Zygazin.